wanted to add something, that if you're ready to accept, then according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon and the Baruchas Hashem, okay, then you begin to understand the relationship of Birchas Baal HaBayis to Birchas Hamazon. And especially the Tisefta of Rekeach. And I'll tell you what I mean. The Rekeach quotes Tisefta, which doesn't exist, but he quotes it. Okay. In Hilchos Brachos, Mashinogu Levorich, I'm reading his Lashon, Levorich Lebaal HaBayis Bebirkas Hamozoin Mavkirim B'Teisefta Meidichsir V'Yochalta V'Sovoto Uveirachto Es Hashem Elokecho Es L'Rabois Baal HaBayis.
I cannot control myself, Abba.
What are you, 3 years old?
I can't do it.
What else is in 6 different hours? Just tell them.
So the question is, what are you doing exactly? You're being mevorech the Baal HaBayis. You're giving him a bracha. You're also shevish Baal HaBayis, although he's nechos to kol miyir. You're nechos to kol miyir. Okay, so what is the do? How can you have asked the rabbis birchas Baal HaBayis, depending on what, how do you interpret the bracha? Okay? So if beirach the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the rabbis Baal HaBayis, gewaldig, okay? But if you learn the mitzvah Hamazon is Hidol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, so L'chira in Birkas Baal HaBayis, in Birkas Baal HaBayis we don't see anything about Hidol. Okay? It's not like thanking you to the Baal HaBayis. It's benching the Baal HaBayis. So I just thought that that was an unbelievable twist, which probably you might not have thought about. Okay? The Gemara in Brachos, Mem Vav, Omer Aleph. Ki ho, di Omer Yechanan, Mishum Abshum Meyachoy, Baal HaBayis, Boitzei, Roech Mevorech. Ve'erich mevorech kedei shivorech Baal HaBayis. Keshivorech Baal HaBayis. My mevorech yotzu shevus Baal HaBayis bolum adem lekolum lum abo v'revi moisti bo dvorim v'yisim hon lechosov v'yu lechosov un lechoseinu v'tlochen koim le'ir v'yish v'sot לא במעשיון, לא במעשיינו, ויזדקה, לא לפעול בזה שלא יחי מבה, לא מעט עלו. דרך אגב, the פשט לגמורה is, רבי המויסי בודבור, the Ram learns, the נוסח כקבוע is of שום ביכול. And after that, you do whatever you want, and Rebbe happened to do what he wanted. That's what the Ram says, in Perik Beit Ruchus Bochus Aloha Zayin Boch Luvi Tzolch Lahaske Boshos Malchis Ukushim Uvolach Oreach Eitzah Baal HaBayis Moise Bo Boch Ola Baal HaBayis Keitzah Oima Yirot Nishirvish Baal HaBayis Olam Hazeh Vlo Olam Habo Ukhule V'yesh Lo Lishus Lo Hisi Bo Boch Baal HaBayis Laharach Bo. It's not that Rebbe said in Nusach. Rebbe said, Rebbe of Moise Bo Dvorim, when we learn from Rebbe, then you could have a Rishus could be Moise. Okay. Oh, but it's an amazing thing that the Chir is only according to the Rambam, that it's only according to the, if you learn that Birchas Hamazon is a bracha, we understand what Birchas Baal HaBayis can do with anything. Okay. Now,
you said it's a phantom Tosefta, you say, right?
They're Rishonim. The Rekeach quotes Tosefta, but whatever the Tosefta is, the way he says the Drasha, and whatever he's learning, and the question is, why and what does it mean the Baruch Baal HaBayis will do a Birchas Hamazon? The Birchas Hamazon is basically a Hidah. No matter how you cut it. Okay? But I just thought that might be an avenue you might not have thought about, so I thought I'd just throw that in. I thought that was a very nice conclusion for the discussion of what the pshat in the book is. Correct? Okay, now, next. V'chein o'ma v'chas ha'mozen shuvadim en ha'tero Moshe tikein v'chas ha'zon Yeshua tikein v'chas ha'oshalim v'tikein b'nei Yerushalayim v'kulon ein matbei en ha'tero and it's a v'chino m'ha'tero sh'nevoch achachil ha'seinu kol echo k'fi daito ki'inyon v'chas minyon min raya שאום אביך אחמון המורד דהי פיצה ובו הנביאים ותקנו לנו נוסח מסוכן על אושר וצח המליץ ושניו בו אנחנו עוד בגולוס ומלכוס בית דובי בשכחו מהירו תחזירנו למקרים וסיבנה ירושלים וקודשכו כי הוא העניין תיקן שלמה ובייס דינוי ועלו שכפי הזמן אני אומר תו חיירו in the kasher, what he's asking in the kasher, l'chira, what's happening is that Moshe, Yeshua, and Shlomo are explaining how to make the mitzvahisa. That has nothing to do with the whole discussion. L'chir, it comes out an amazing thing. The Malchus Beis Dovid is also the Raisa. In Birchas Hamazon, which no one ever would have fathomed. Okay. It's certainly clear that Birchas Hamazon is the Raisa in the Ramban al HaTorah. But getting to Bin Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis Dovid, we don't know. Okay? Correct?
We were talking about when you get it, then you.
Yeah, but the question is.
When you get it, not the artist anymore, it's a big extension.
What? In other words, is. Two questions is, first of all, he clearly learns Bin Yerushalayim is the Raisa. We had a problem because Rambam learns it out, Rambam learns it out, Oretz is not Teva. We don't know where it comes from, whether it should be the Raisa or not. And secondly, no matter how you cut it, how does Malchus Beis Dovid get into the picture? Okay? Okay. Now, so, I pointed out to you, I don't know if I pointed out this time or last time, the Keach learns out from a whole different approach to Birchas Oretz. I don't know, learns Ateva Zu Birchas Oretz Asher Natan Loch Zu Bnei Yerushalayim. So then, Allah Shinotan Loch, maybe you can learn it out from that. The all is there, so I don't know how it goes into why it learns from Matevo. Hashinotan Loch, because he always quotes it, say, oh, it's Atevo, it's Allah Shinotan Loch. So that's Lav Medavka, what he's talking about, I'll tell you. That's what he says. However, we pointed out the discussion about Shinui, talking about Shinui is only after Churban, right? That's a discussion. And Moshe Rabbeinu is only Mistaken Birchas Hazon, right? He's not Mistaken Birchas Hazon. So it means they didn't have to say it. And Yeshua was Mistaken Birchas Yerushalayim. So we pointed out, according to Ramban, nothing had to be said beforehand, not like the Rashba and the Rosh. Okay? So the question is, the Nechir comes out according to the Rashba. And the Rosh, they made a bracha on Kibbutz, before Kibbutz Sheitzel, Shenosan Loch, is talking about Nesina to the Ovis, or that they'd seen that they were by them anyway, the Osheoris, or by them anyway before, for the Chayre, if the Mechayr, the Chayre, the Shenotan Loch.
Or the Haftacha.
We keep the Haftacha. Yeah, but it's in the past. It seems the Mechayr is talking about a Shenotan Loch, and that's one you show me. Kvarnasati, whatever. Okay, now I just like to make another deal. Chayin Oma Bichas Amozen, Shuvadei Menatera, Ubo Anneviim, Viktiknu Lonu, Nusach Mesukon, Haloshen Vetzach Hamalitza, Vashinir Bo Anabu Ol Begolus. Kyo Inyan Tikein Shlomo. What do you mean for Inyan TK Shlomo? Shlomo is Musakim and Nusach or in Inyan? Because we're asking different questions. How? If Dovah Shiva Minyan ain't Bezen Ache Yochel Levatel and Meren Goda Lechochel Minyan, how could someone be Mavatel the Nusach from Shlomo HaMelech be Meagolus? Okay. So there are two options here. You can either say that the Ramban is the Tachlis HaDikduk, and all they were misaking basically was the Inyan. The Inyan itself.
Just to mention your Shalai.
Yeah, on the other hand, there was an Inyan which always had to be. There's an Inyan which always had to be. And there's a Nusach. There's a Nusach which they suggested, which wasn't part of a Takonah, because it's Tzach HaLoshen. The question is, how do you get Tzach, and how do you get an Inyan? And what exactly happened? And Lechari, no changes. On the other hand, you can take another push. Lechari, the Ramban is saying something over here. Because the Inyan Tikkun Shlomo L'Chayr means you don't need the Lashon. On the other hand, you know, it seems to be two things going on at the same time. Well, Inyan.
But the Inyan is the Reisa, he said.
No. But look what he says. Say Inyan. No. It could be. So you have to mention something about you're in a quandary over here. It could be you have to mention something about Yerushalayim. We don't know Yerushalayim. We don't know how Yerushalayim gets in. We don't know what the Deraisa was. Okay. See, in Oretz with Yeshua, it becomes a little bit more confusing. Okay. So what exactly happened with Yeshua?
Why is it more confusing?
You see, we don't know. You see, we don't know how you get to Yerushalayim, okay? Okay. You know, the Gemara has, oh, Atoiv Azeh Ba'alvonon, but that Tosh is only at Bukhiz Yerushalayim. And we don't even know what it is. Is the Inyan is that she's something about being in Yerushalayim. Because we know nothing more than that. Something about being in Yerushalayim. But with the Reis, we don't know what the discussion should be b'chal about Yerushalayim, correct? Okay. We don't know what happened to Yeshua, correct? Because Yeshua talks about Oretz, Lechor Yeshua didn't need anything. So if he wasn't Misakin and Nusab, we don't know. In other words, you could ask the same question about Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu was only Misakin and Inyan, so what was Misakin? Because you had to make a bracha on Moslem anyway. Okay. But even if you accept that, you have a second problem, because he talks about Tzachaloshim. On one hand, he talks about Inyan, and then he talks about Tzachaloshim.
Could be recommended Loshim?
I understand that, but you can't have a recommend. It becomes a little strange.
But not to talk about Takanya, someone can change if they want.
Yeah, but I understand that. But it comes out. I don't think they want to change it because see, if you look at the Lashon, the Ramban is very medrash. V'Lashon ki o'inyan tikei shlemu beis dinoi v'Lashon kfi hazmanim ye omer. That the Lashon that he says he's trying to take care of this, okay, but he's very careful about taking care of it, that he only talks about Shlomo, he doesn't talk about Yeshua and Moshe. We don't know. Okay, now next, so this is a very strange thing. Okay, but I just wanted to point out to you, the Lashon is strange by itself. The options you have, I went through all of them, none of them are very exciting, okay? But, you know, that's what you have. Because he seems to be trying to cover all bases at the same time, and you don't know what he's saying. But if I wouldn't have said what I said, you wouldn't have noticed.
I tried to say two brothers of the rice and the third is just...
I don't... He tried to say whatever he wants. But the question, why should he be talking about over here? When he's talking about here, he's goofy quoting that bracha to talk about the Raman Tfila and the whole issue about Hallel. And if the bracha itself is not a deraisa, we have no clue of what's going on. Okay? I can imagine something else, okay? And this is one thing that I see. For example, the Gain is the issue about Gilui, okay? There was takon about Gilui, and now let's say there's no takon anymore of Eres Nechoshet. Okay, let's say, okay. So the Gain says when you make a takon, even the time is bottle, the takon is still maintained. Okay. The question is, I can swallow that, okay? Because takon is independent of the time. But can you swallow something that there's a takona that they should say? That they should say on Nusach that be mamid Yerushalayim, okay? You should be mamid Yerushalayim b'shalva, shalva sa'oretz, or whatever you want to talk about, and Eretz still is b'chubin. Okay? The question is, can you have a takona which is a chuchul kula? Or maybe then everyone would agree. You don't need a binyan achilavatla. Because can it be such a thing?
You think it's like a built-in tzai in the takar?
I don't know if it's a built-in tzai. Maybe you don't need it. See, the question is, can there be a takana to say a tefillah which don't make any sense? Or by definition, that you can imagine a gzeila to continue even without the tam, but if the takana doesn't make any sense, it's memela boto, or it changes. I don't know what to tell you.
So you're saying if there would be the Bnei Mitzvah Mikdash, for example, you couldn't say the bracha the way we say it now, because it'd be a joke.
Right. Correct? If that would have been a takana. If there was a takana to build the base of Mikdash, the base of Mikdash is built.
Yeah.
Do you still say that? What do you do? Okay, so I can imagine one could take such a stand. And the truth is, and I can also be machalik, you need to take the going stand, this is a little different. Okay. Now there's another step. Okay, this is amazingly interesting, no? This is amazingly interesting. Next. Okay, now there's an amazing thing going on here. This is an amazing thing. It's absolutely amazing, okay? I don't get it 100%, but it's an amazing problem, okay? But I want to go even further. The Ramban does something which is another amazing thing. Okay, when the Gemara talks about Malchus Beis Dovin, Pichas HaMozin, it's quoted as the Gemara Brachos. Yeah, it's also, let's even start before. The Ritva is Mufurish. The Malchus Beis David is only the Rabbonim. Okay? That's the Ritva and Hilchos Ritva, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, Shanus Rabbochus and Livreim, Tam Golvi Eshloimim, Vetzoch Lahaski, Bris, Vetere, Vibirch Saoretz, Kshakne Bris Vetere, Umalchus Beis David, Min Yerushalayim, Vim Loyoma, Loy Hishn, Chavos, Kuloi, Kurotzon Chachomim. Okay. However, this Ramban, you find it again in the Gemara Brachos on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the Ramban himself, in Chiddush Ramban, v'chein hoya v'sho shehoya samalchus beis David kayemes hoya oimrim malchus beis David abdecho tochin ad oilam. ובזמן גולוס הוא שאומו תחזירנו למקוימו וכן בכל אים ברוכות ותפילוס איקה הברוכה חייבו ושעה תאירפ להם לפי הזמן מסכנן. So what's he going over here? Is this the איקה ברוכה שעה תאירפ? What exactly does he mean? And then but listen to the lashon. V'chein b'chol inyan brachos u'tfilas ikar bracha chayva ela chayra, it's in stone, right? V'sha'a teif shalehem l'fish z'man m'sachna noisa. Depends upon times. V'sha'a teiref ha'bracha l'fi z'man m'sachna. So then the question, how all this fits together? It's a very, very interesting Ramban. Okay. Now, a priori, the Gemara in Brachos, Mem Ches and Beis, you would have said, Tesis, first of all, the Gemara says in Brachos, Mem Ches, Omav Nachman, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael, Birchas Hazon, Beshosh Yor Lehem Amon, Yoshua Tikkun Lehem Birchas Oretz, Kivish Nichas Oretz, Dov the Shleima Tiknu Bani Yishlaim David tikein al Yisrael amecho v'yoshalayim yirecho v'shalayim tikein al abayis ha'milo v'akodesh. In the Gemara there's no zeicha machus with David in the whole discussion. Comes Rabbi Eliezer and talks about Malchus Beis David. Now Rabbi Eliezer says, "Kol sha'ime eretz chem de tov v'chovo, u'Malchus Beis David boni Yerushalayim be'bichso." It's Malchus Beis David boni Yerushalayim lo yotz lechavosay. So I would have said that's takonis chachamim, tanoim. The other one is an expression of the Reis and Shalom Yisrael, and Malchus Beis David not doing anything, correct? Tesis in Brachis, Chochm Beis, Noshim Bevichas Amozen, Dereis Oed Rabbonim, Fiyus HaKudshus, Zahad Alo Mechaivim in Dereis and Noshim, Mishum Dichsiv Al Oretz HaTeivo, V'Noshim Alot L'Chelik Boretz, U'ma Shinot No Beis Chofkod, Chelik Avim Notlo, V'Teimo, Koran Levim, then he goes, El Yesh Leima, Zot Tesis, El Yeshleima, the time we should be seeing Rabbis Hosher Sampe with Sorenu, the Altaros Hoshelimatonu. The Noshin less Nile of the Bris Bolibetero. The Amrinon, Mishiloi Oma Bris Vetero, the Bichas Amozon, Loyot Lichaboso. Bahash can we boil it, he will immortal name of Bris Vetero, Loy Haber with Rabon or Dumo, Kim Loy Shaykh Bohu, Abishapa de Reiser. Okay, so it could be you can flip it and say the reason why Rashi says Oretz is because Rashi is not prepared to say the Bris and Teir is the Reis, because the whole thing is the Rabbonin, as the report says. So maybe there can't be a tam about the Chiv and the Ptur and Shalom Yisrael. But Tesis does just the opposite, that the whole, maybe once you take Tesis, maybe the whole Memra of Rabbi Eliezer's Dereisa. We don't know at the moment of how Malchus Beis David should be Dereisa, but you know, the taste is a very interesting taste, okay? In fact, there is an issue about that. It could be the proper way for Noshin to Mavorich is not to say about Brischa Shechasan Dezrein, about Trotz Hashalim Atonu. There's an issue about it. It's Ramon, and Osun, and Samash is not. It's not a posh the thing. Even the minig is, they're not machalic, but it's not posh. Okay? Now, Rashi on the Gemara by Malchus Beis David, okay, Rabbi Eliezer's Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Malchus Beis David boni Yushalayim, shal yodoi niskachi Yushalayim. And you understand yourself, if it's al yodah niskachi Yerushalayim, it's a double portion. It's not mechayiv haskolas yush haskolas malchus beis David midraisa and birchas Yerushalayim. Correct? There's no way you can handle that. Correct? And also double portion before David. Even though he had a malchus, wherever it is, before he was Mekadish Yerushalayim, wherever he did in the Gemara Zvachim, okay, the Bechira, Lechere is, you didn't mention David. You don't know how to do with Yerushalayim, that's a different issue, okay? Now, next. Dro'ah also seems to go like this, it's only Drabonim. Dro'ah. Malchus Beis David, the Rabbonim, the Ro'ah, in Perek Zayin, Shosh Ochr, the Yas Rapopo, Omer, Shtorah Hashem, but Ubavadei, B'kor Bayesheni, listen to this, B'kor Bayesheni, you know, if I would have told you this, you would have said, wow, or you say, you know, I'm off, or something, Ubavadei, B'kor Bayesheni, Le'eskiu, Bo Malchus Beis David, Shlohoyse Kayemes, Boy, you must kill Bo, who Malchus Yisrael Toshieno. Umikomokon, Dobezer, Raya, Dobezer, Lomo, Lamashika San Lamayla, shall Nemas cause the volume of Elu Akev, the Hainu Brith, Vitero Malchus, the Iliakov, Yotli Chabosa, Bochova Yesheni. אלא מדרבונן נינו ולכתחילה. אבל מדרעיס על בזיני ויעץ חנדה בירושלים. Okay? He's, you know something, but the interesting thing is, he could have imagined someone saying it, okay? And therefore he has to have polemics with the person he can imagine saying it. I would have said, you know, it's an open and shut case. What's the discussion about? Okay? Okay? That's amazing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The Ravan, okay, Seif Amani, what?
What happened after Chulvay Shani, why? So he did his Musa Kriya.
Because I guess, no. I assume that. Baby son? I assume that once, you know, see, if. You see something, I'll tell you something. You see, if you have Malchus Yisrael and you're asking for Malchus Beit Dovid, you're asking for Akira from this Malchus, and you're saying you're not interested in this Malchus Bechal, and that's part of what we meant. You couldn't have a Malchus Yisrael. Okay, good. You know, even though, okay. However, once there's no Malchus, so then you can, you don't have to, you talk about the Kiyum, but you're asking her to bring it back. We're asking her to bring it back. You're asking her to bring Malchus Beis Dov. I say that. The Sefer Manig, B'Shem Ravan, B'Shem Medrash. Listen to this. Hilchos Shabbos. Yisrael Amcho, Amecho, V'Yishlaim, Tirecho, ועציר משכן גבודך ועמלכוס ואיסטוב משיחך ואיר לי אתם למד ימין כל מי שלאום הבריס ותרם בירס האורת מרד אלו ישראל לא יוצא חבוסה מוצאוסי במג'וש שבימי ירום בן נבות מועצו להם בגימול דבורים במלכוס ואיסטוב בבניין הבייס ובמלכוס שמיים שניהם ראי Beis Chadovid, Ze Shemosu, Lehem Malchus Beis Dovid. Binyan Abayis, Ish Lo Yisrael, Atigolo Bechule. So Stamme Kech Matzotzi, Bemejush, Al Kein Tzoch Lo Bebonei Yushalayim, Shloston, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, Abba. So this Lechei is not a derisive slow, it's Stamme, you know, whatever, okay? That's what it quotes, okay? But Lechei Ramban, it seems to be a derisa, correct? In Rambam, it's not clear at all, and I would have assumed that it's the Rabbanan anyway, especially learning the Rambam, that the whole Inyan of Brocha is only to Mevorach Achamozer. All the three things that they were Mesakin, wherever they were Mesakin, are nothing to do with the derisa. So Malchus Beis Dovid has to be the Rabbanan anyway, I would assume. So, the Ram says in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, Brocha Shlishis, Poseach Bo, Rachim Hashem Elokeinu, Ha'Yisrael Amecho, Aleinu, V'Ha'Yisrael Amecho, V'Yishlaim Yirecho, V'Yatsir Mishkan Bodecho, Oy Nachmer Hashem Elokeinu Yishlaim, V'Choyz Bebonei Yishlaim Menachem, the Amo Yisrael b'bin Yerushalayim l'fikoch nikas bochazul l'chomo v'chol nishal l'omo malchus v'yizdo v'bochazul yotzei chavosa mipinei shehi inyin habrocha she'ein l'chomo gemura el barzoras malchus v'yizdo. So hello, so let's say the base of Midrash is Kayim and there's no Malchus Beis Dovid. So what do you do now? You talk about Nechoma Shlema, but you don't need Nechoma. It's a shum, right? So whatever you want to say in the Ra'ah, okay, because he was talking about Malchus Yisrael, correct? But even it depends on Malchus Yisrael. According to the Ram, you know, there was a certain portion of the bias towards the tail end of Bayis Sheni. There was no Melch, right? So according to Rambam, you wouldn't mention anything on Malchus Beis David. And according to the Chor, I can imagine you could. I don't know. Because not to steal it from Malchus Yisrael. It's the Chomish Yishalayim. That's what he's learning, the Chomish Yishalayim. Okay. Now, okay, that's all. This, you know, I'm not trying to tell you because the whole thing is Mamish Zaini, but I'm just trying to tell you the Ramban says what he says. Okay. Now, the Chazar and the Ramban, it comes out Malchus Yisrael is the Raisa. Okay. So the Chira, it starts out that you certainly have to say that Malchus Beis David is part, is a derisa part of Yehudi Atera. Okay?
But independent of Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, independent of Beis HaMikdash before. And that's the Rambam that the Rambam says in Urus Malach and Per Gir Aleph Aloch Aleph HaMelech HaMashiach Osad Lamoid Ulaharzir Malchus David Lyoshno Lememshola Rishoina. And Ubone Beis HaMikdash. So I don't know if they're anything to do with each other. It happens to be a Bone Beis HaMikdash. And you also have, hello, and Pirush Mishnayis in Perichelet in Rambam, by Yisrael Shnei Moso, Yemosa Mashiach, Vuhu Lahamin, and in general, the translation, you know, I don't want to put any question, you know, on imamin or the nigan or anything like that, but the translation of imamin according to the Rambam is probably not a proper translation. It's not a belief, but it's a knowledge. It's a idea. It's a nisover deyazu, something like that. So the Ram says, whatever the proper translation, so the Shneim also, Ulahamin or Yidia, Ulahames, Sheyovoy, by Yisrael Shneim also, Yimosa Mashiach, Ulahamin, Ulahames, Sheyovoy, Ve'em Loima, Shenesache, Im Yismameach HaKeloi, Ve'en Lekvoy Loizman, Ulepisol Shem Mikos, Ilohitzi, Mehen, Zman Boyoy, Omachom Tipchat, Smoisa Vachulet. Okay, now, for Mishin is stopping boy, or Zilzo, being Yonoi, how is the Makhshat Torah Shivticha Bo Beferish, the Pashas Bilom, the Atem Nitzovim, Mechlal, how you say that there, Sheim Elch Yisrael, El Midovit, Umizera Shlomo Dafka. Okay? And furthermore, the Ram, the God points this out in Igris Hagrid, but it's amazing, amazing thing. There's a lab of that an ish nochi can't be a melech, right? So we were brought up that the lab is on ger, right? Or av, aim, whatever. You're showing it back and forth, then and there, okay? The Rambam in Shin Samach Beis Omnom Hamalchus Levad Vayodata Miksuve Sifrei Nevua Shizocha Bodovi. Rebbeya Omru Kese Malchus Zocha Boi David V'chein Zara Achav Atzei Kol Aderes Ein Melech Lemi Sheya'amin Teres Moshe Olav HaSholom Adin Kol Nevim Ela Mizere David U'Mizere Shlomo V'chol Mishu Mizu Azera Ze Azera Nichbad Le'inin Malchus Nochri Karim and Bay. Come on. She called me Shu Mizua Zera Aaron, Leena Buida, Za Karim and Bay. Okay? So that's pretty clear, correct? Now, what I want to show you. So, this doesn't help us at all. Okay? I mean, it helps a little bit. It makes the Inyan of Malchus Beis David the right of the Inyan, okay? We still don't got no clue, you excuse me, What has to do with Birchas Hamazon? Okay. Now, I suggest you. So you can also add to this, but still is not enough. You can say midiraisa, Malchus beis David is kosher to Yerushalayim, and that you'll see the Biskirov in Simon Kuf Samachay in the Griz. You'll see exactly what Simon Rama. The Efsha, it's in parentheses. The Efsha, Dehine Yisa Barama Perik Al Mimalochim Halochi Yud, Ein Moshchin Malchi Yisrael, Bechulei Mamanin Oison B'Yushalayim Le'olam, El Melech Yisrael Mizer David. The only one you can man in Yushalayim is only Malchus Beis David. Umakoyre, Me'aposik Shehevi Shom Ba'alocha Aleph. With no etain shaved echod, leman heyois near ledovid avdi koyom lifnei lefonai biyushalayim ayin shom. Behind the af al Yisrael yuchal liyois melech acher mikom biyushalayim nem alocha da melech umizere David. V'im kein af melech Yisrael biyois biyushalayim mukok v'melech biyushalayim. Bekivit she'ein shom ele melech libeis David l'cheinu hu to have a merib of Malchus. Okay, that is all fine and dandy. You set up a deraisa dekedin of Malchus beis David Yerushalayim. You set up a deraisa din of Malchus beis David, but you still don't got no clue what to do with Yerushalayim, and you'd have to do, excuse me, with Birchas Hamazon. Correct? The steps are clear. No. Okay, now I want to tell you something. It could be, and maybe you could take such a stand, that Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim is a Shi'urim in Binyan Yerushalayim. And since the Brocha is a Brocha about Binyan Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David is apropos and part of Binyan Yerushalayim. If you're ready to take that step, then I'm ready talking. Until this point, okay, you know, each thing I said might have been a chiddush to you, okay? And it might be a very nice idea, but it doesn't help Kihuzeh. The last step is the major point. And maybe it actually helps. Okay? And I want to show you something. And you can imagine that's part of Nechomas Yerushalayim, that there's no Nechomas Shleima in Yerushalayim where Amalek Beit David, because it's not the Chazor, it's the Chotzom Yerushalayim. Now I want to do something. If this is correct, you can do something major. And I'm sure you daven very often, you never thought about this, okay? Did you ever think about the issue of me'ein, you know, we were brought up, me'ein achsima, some of achsima, correct? Correct. So that's why, you know, after, when you finish a bracha, it's, you know, v'yushalayim ilcha, brach mitoshuv, ובני אויסו בקוב יומנו וכיסי דוב בהירו וסריך ובסריך התוכל ברוך אתה השם בונה ירושלים. Did you ever daven in your life? Did you ever think about this issue? Hello? Can I continue? You should be jumping, right?
The others will be the same, but it's fine.
Okay. The emes is this nusach, even though you don't find it in Ramugain, but it's a Marzavitri. The Nuchsach of Marzavitri in Simon Peites, Yerushalayim Yerucha Brachim Toshu, the Sishka in the Seyucha Kasha Di Balta, Uvineo Yisabakov Yomeinu Binyon Oilom, Binyon Oilom, the Chisei Dov Yomeiro, the Seyucha Tochim, Bukha Toshem Bani Yerushalayim. But the Bani Shalom, What do you even need the whole thing for? Es samach tovet abdecho meiras atzmiach v'kanoi tov v'shuasecho ki v'shuasecho ki v'inu kol hayoim. Atzor Hashem atzmiach keren Yeshua. Did you ever think about that? So the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, that according to the Mahzavich, according to the way it works out, there are two dinim Machus based David. There's Machus based David, Beteris Machus based David, and the Ika Das of Machus based David, and there's Machus based David, Beteris Yushalayim. The Yushalayim is not Bibinyono, or Yushalayim is not the Nebinachoma until there's the Hafazorah of Malchus David to Yushalayim. So much so that maybe the Mahzavitri is ready to say that it's made a Chasimah Salam Chasimah, because the reason you mentioned the Malchus Beis David is not the Torah's Malchus Beis David, but the Torah's Yushalayim. Okay? I can still imagine, you see, the truth is, and I'll just tell you something, I read your Bach, and you know, you'll understand this is amazing. Came Rav Shapsi Sefer and says, my high, how do you say the bracha the way we say it? Okay? The emes is, the emes is, if you look at Siddur of Amungoyim, in Yerushalayim, there's no mention b'chlal of Malchus Beis David at all. Okay? The Nusach of Amungoyim is Al Yishalayim Yirecha Barachim Toshu Hushchein B'Sercha Kasher Dibart V'nei Oysa Binyon Oilom B'Yomeinu B'Ruchat Hashem B'nei Yerushalayim. The Rambam Tishkan B'Sercha Yishalayim Yirecha Kasher Dibart V'nei Oysa Binyon Oilom B'Meiro B'Yomeinu B'Ruchat Hashem B'nei Yerushalayim. It's pretty clear, correct? But the Mahzavitri has it. So what Rav Shapsi Sefer said? Okay, you can have it, but you should switch the order. Yerushalayim Yirecha Barachim Toshuv V'chisei Dov Meir B'Selech HaTochiv U'v'nei Oysa B'Kov Yomeinu Binyon Olam B'Ruchat Hashem V'nei Yerushalayim. It's a glad tzach. Okay. Comes the Bach, and listen to this. Comes the Bach in Simon Kufiyot Ches and Orchayim Sivbeis Yudal B'nei Yishlayim V'nus Ashkenaz Yishlayim Yucho Sha'alni M'Rab Shapsi Sagi Noho. That's Rav Shapsi story if he was blind. Neiroi L'minig Ashkenaz She'oimim B'birkat B'nei Yishlayim V'nei Oysa V'kov Yomeinu B'yon. It's only Minig Ashkenaz V'yon Oylam V'chitidov Meiru V'sir HaTochim V'chatoshem B'nei Yishlayim B'loi Hava K'nekaimelon Kishmuel of a perik av pesachol pesachol mei nechassima samal chassima. Nuchu svaldi shekosu boi v'chisei David kledem uvenei oysa nira yoysa mesukon. That's what he asked him. Okay, so you would say, you know, good gefrekt, correct? Listen what the Bach answers. It's right in Shulchan Aruch. And the minig v'chere not to do Rav Shapsi Sefer is based on this. Ve'eshavti the im eino me ein chasimo in kein eino name me ein psicho vloi tol bo b'nei beirav kosh kem b'sedek b'ili Ashkenaz. So I think he's saying that if it's not me chasimo, it doesn't shoot me in the boch of b'chlau. Okay, avol emes yeirid alkay. So that is a reasonable point. The question is, it's certainly b'chlal Yerushalayim, but I can imagine that it should be part of the bracha, but it should be even the quintessence of Meir Chasima. You could have imagined that, so I don't know why he assumes the two things are totally zebizek. Correct? See, no one's denying it's a do. The question is Meir Chasima. Is it so involved in Yerushalayim? You can't imagine Yerushalayim that. Avo emes yeh redalka, shabakoshes v'chisei dov meirot v'seich ha'tochin u'me'ein bracha zu. Shemavach shechivu Yerushalayim b'kolov kidei shekisei dov b'mehera b'soch Yerushalayim tochim kloima she'en she'leseinu ki'im v'tzoch govoya ki ein kisei Hashem sholem elik shekisei dov b'ral mochayna.
Stop, kill me God.
You know what?
Stop looking what we have. Exactly.
But that makes him Einach Sima.
We don't want Yerushalayim like we have to. We want Yerushalayim as Malchus Beis David, and it should be L'shem Shemayim. That's right.
Okay, but you know, the truth is, you know, your honey, you know, everything, everyone, but doesn't it sound like a drosha? This is a pshat in the brocha.
You think it's apologetic?
I don't know. I didn't say anything. I'm just saying if someone would ask you, if some, no, ask at this point. If someone would point this bach to you and take the word bach from in front of it and say, you know, is this a drosha which is apologetics or this is pshat? Okay? And I'll leave the rest to you. Okay? The ode. It's a little strange, it's a little odd, and that should make the Melech Sima the Seder. Now, okay. This is what we have. So I said I could have imagined, okay, that the Ramban, even though he doesn't hold, whether he holds like the Malchus David or not, but this whole Shtikl Teira, that Malchus David is part of the Etzem, you see, you can say the Bach Shtikl Teira if you want to say it. You can say it in Shemoneh Esrei, but can you say it in Birchas HaMozen, that the Malchus Beis David should be the Reisa, and you should say the Bakosha to be Mamed the Malchus Beis David? Because you say, what I wanted? What I want is, because I wanted the Shem Hashem. That's why I want to be Mamed. That's also the same thing, you would say that?
You could say that the Malchus is heavy in art. It's a Memshal.
Yeah.
And your Shlaim is the capital city. In other words,
okay, I don't know. I'm talking about the whole discussion. The whole, but B'nei Yerushalayim, you can't make Birchas HaMozein have anything to do with Malchus on the Deraisa level Pashas. It has to be Yerushalayim from Eretz HaTeva Pashas. So I don't know. Okay, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm not clear if the Bach could work in Yerushalayim, in the Birchas B'nei Rachim, but I want to ask you something else. When you're talking about a Seder, do you mention, do you ask for B'nei Yerushalayim first and then Malchus Beis David? But if you ask for Malchus Beis David before B'nei Yerushalayim, what does that mean? I guess he didn't get it. They never told him. No, someone's knocking the door. Okay. How do you learn that? What would you say about that? Okay. What would you say? Could the Bakosha be about Yerushalayim and ask about Malchus Beis David before you talk about Yerushalayim? Okay? So what would you say about that? Okay, now open up the Ramban and read the Ramban. Let's read the Ramban again. Zok the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai. V'shonino bo anachno, old begolus, u'malchus beis dobe m'shichecho mehera tachzirena l'makoimo, v'sivne Yerushalayim ir kodshecho, ki o'inyin tikei shlomo. Okay, we in our Birchas HaMozein talk about Yerushalayim, then we talk about Malchus Beis David. Okay, so I'm okay with that. Okay, what? But he reverses the order. So I'm asking you, I did a lot of work here, Rabbi Yisai, to try to explain that there's a midiraisa, there's Malchus Beis David. And it has to do with Yerushalayim. And it has to do with Bin Yerushalayim. And according to the Mazavitri, it might be Menech Sima. Whether you want to say the Bach Drasha, or don't call it Drasha, or you want to say it's actually real, because that's part of Nechomis Yerushalayim, the way the Rambam learns, okay? Okay? So then, okay, you have something, okay? But how could you make it a derisa? How can you make it a derisa and say before? Okay, so l'cheira, that's impossible. So I just know, in other words, I did full sweep. I told you that Malchus Beis Dovid is a derisa. Malchus Beis Dovid is a derisa, correct? And I pointed out that it has to do with Yerushalayim is also a derisa. But that it has to do with Binyan Yerushalayim, I also pointed that out. But to say there should be Malchus Beis Dovid in the bracha, independent of Yerushalayim, before Yerushalayim, I lift my hands up and I say, Hari Moshe Lakel, Eil Elia, Kunei Shemai. What is it? Okay? But you notice that diuk?
Lachel is no problem. Are there different scholars because you're Muslim that flip it?
I can't tell you, but Ramban does. So this is absolutely amazing. I just had an exercise in just trying to understand something we didn't know that we're talking about, okay? But at least now, when you daven, okay. See, it's very strange. On Nusach usually is based either on Amgoin and the Mach Zavitri. You know, Amgoin, there's no mention of Machus based on it. In Yerushalayim, Chobachim Tashuv. But that it came so far with the Mount of Vitre, that it became Mein Achsima, is an amazing thing. And the question is, should you say the Bach, or you say what I was suggesting? Okay. But what do you do in the Chsamos? Okay, say the.